More than 20 Animal Rescue and other organizations will have a menagerie of adoptable critters at the Fall in Love Mega Adoption Event Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Organizer Sharon Berg, the director of Animal Allies, says the goal is to get at least 100 animals adopted on that day.
I think we can do 100. That's definitely a goal. It gives everybody, all the rescues, a resource and an opportunity. It also gives people in the area a one-stop shop type of thing where they can come in and get to see a bunch of pets in one place and make the best fit for their family.
The number of stray animals in the Escarosa area is a major issue, says Berg, because residents have yet to catch on to the concept of spay and neuter, which would solve many of those problems.
Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter kills 93% of the cats that get taken there. That's a huge percentage. Escambia is doing much better, and dogs fare better than cats in general at both shelters. But the strays are a huge problem and why we need so many rescues.
There's no real common mindset among those thinking about opening their homes to a new pet. It's a matter of preference and space.
People say they have two dogs, but they had a cat and the cat has passed away and they'd like to get another cat. Or they have two cats and they'd like to make room for a dog. Or they have four cats and they'd like to make room for a fifth cat. Almost everybody has room in their hearts, but not necessarily actual room in the house.
One thing to remember, says Berg, is that when you adopt a pet, it's a lifelong commitment, and that it's unfortunate when people think they can just toss them away.
I'm moving, and I didn't find a place that lets me have pets. A lot of places let you have pets. Find one that lets you keep your family member. We have lots of people, especially being a military town. There are people who travel with their pets from Japan and Europe. So why can't you move across town and take your pet with you?
One of the many demonstrations on tap for the event will be instruction on trap-neuter return, in which stray and feral cats are captured, taken to a vet for neutering, and then returned to the wild.
They get fixed and vaccinated. They get their left ear tip cut off, the very top. That way, anybody who sees them knows that cat has been vaccinated and spayed or neutered. It's a life-saving, get-out-of-jail-free card. If they get taken to the pound and they have an ear tip, the pound will actually take them back to where they originally were trapped.
So far, this story's been about dogs and cats, but those aren't the only animals seeking forever homes on Saturday. They also include mini pigs that Berg shelters at an undisclosed location.
They're litter box trained. They are clicker trained. They sit on command. They make wonderful pets. They're very smart. And then Panhandle Equine Rescue is going to be there, too. I think they're only bringing one horse, but they're going to have their full notebook of all the horses they have available.
In one key area, the gate swings both ways. Not only is the question, is this the right pet for you, but also, are you right for the pet?
Some rescues will be talking to people, taking their applications, and then they'll have to do a home visit, make sure they have a fence in the yard for dogs, that the dogs won't be chained up. Panhandle Equine Rescue certainly has to do that as well. We do that with the pigs. We don't do that so much for the cats because our cats stay inside.
Animal ally Sharon Berg says the plan is to hold the mega adoption events twice a year, beginning in 2019, in February for National Spay and Neuter Month, and in September. More information on the Fall in Love event Saturday at the fairgrounds can be found at the Animal Allies Florida website, aaflorida.org, or the Animal Allies Florida Facebook page. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.